Almost everyone has scored goals with a soccer ball before, but have you ever gotten a hole-in-one? Well, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, find out in a moment in this edition of Czech Life, where my guest is Lukáš Bernás. He's the owner of Football Park Dimník in the northern part of the Czech Republic, a course focusing solely on football golf. That's right, football golf. I asked Lukáš how long the game had existed, given that courses, including his own, had only opened in the Czech Republic fairly recently.
Well, we can say it's played for over 30 years, but the World Association was established only in 2004, so quite young.
And how young is it, say, in the Czech Republic, because it's taken some time to come to this country?
Yeah, that's right. We can say that the sport started here just last year. We established or we found the organization 2 years ago, and now there are already like four or five courses in Czech Republic. The sport came from Scandinavia. The first mentions are from Denmark, but the highest popularity was also taken in Germany, but Swedish, German, Norwegian.
Obviously, from the very name of the sport, listeners will have some idea what it entails, what it's about. What aspects does it share from both sports, from both football and golf?
Well, it shares more aspects from golf than from football. We can say that the rules and how to play, it's the same as in golf. You have an 18-hole course, and the point is to get the ball to the hole with as less kicks as possible. And from the football, there's the point that you are not actually using a golf club, but your own foot, and you're kicking a classic football instead of a golf ball.
I read that Dimník was the first certified course in the Czech Republic. Could you tell me a little bit about, say, advantages that brought, but I'm sure also disadvantages or risks?
Yeah, that's right. Dimník was first, and the course at this moment consists of two 18-hole courses, actually, and that makes it one of the biggest in the world. And it's built in the beautiful nature, surroundings, on place where was originally planned the golf course, actually. And so that's, I guess, the biggest advantage. The disadvantage is that it can be considered a bit far for people from Czech Republic, as it's in the most north place of Czech Republic. It's like 100 kilometers north from Prague, so it's a bit of a disadvantage, I guess.
And how big are these courses? And what interests me is, what is the distance, for example, between holes? How far is one expected to kick or take a series of kicks?
Two courses. They are, one is called Fun and one is called Profi. The Fun course, that is in total length of 1,300 meters. And one hole is, let's say, between 60 to 80 meters or 100 sometimes. And the Profi course is longer. It goes around the Fun course, and that's about 1,800 meters. And the kicks are there longer, so the one hole can be like 150 meters.
So it wouldn't be a stretch to say that people who are experienced kicking footballs around know some of the different types of kicks or passes, that they would have an advantage.
Not really. Sometimes it can help when they maybe have a better accuracy when they kick the long distances. But in the end, when we had here, for example, futsal represented team from Czech Republic, they were surprised how difficult it is, because you need different skills there. You need to think more about how to kick and where to kick. And maybe sometimes it's better not to risk, and footballers usually try to risk, and then they're quite surprised too.
One aspect that we haven't mentioned, which is clear when you visit the course or when you look at photographs on the website, and that is there are obstacles. It's not smooth sailing all the way. Some of them are designed very nicely as well. They have kind of natural elements so that they fit in. Does this bring football golf in some way a little bit closer to something like mini golf?
You're definitely right. It's more than golf. It's more like mini golf, which makes it more fun. So it's not just a flat, narrow fairway as in golf, but you have to go through obstacles or around obstacles. And as you mentioned, there are natural obstacles and there are man-made obstacles. Like you have to go between two stones, you know. And so it makes it more creative and you have to think more about it. So you don't just kick the ball as hard as you can and let's see what happens.
Who actually designs those courses? Would you have, say, professionals who have experience from golf courses, from classic golf courses, or is this a different group entirely?
It's something like of the mix. The course at Dominique was mainly designed by my father after discussion with Tomáš Neumann, who plays football a lot, and they inspired a lot from abroad, but they brought some their own ideas in it. And now on the new courses that are opened, Tomáš Neumann also has a strong word in it because he's already experiencing it.
And I guess you can tweak the different obstacles and the different holes and that kind of thing until you get them exactly right. How much of a boost is it when someone like the great Antonín Panenka shows up? He's most famous for his 1976 goal, which gave the name to this kind of shot, this cheeky little chip, which he scored against West Germany. Is it a big boost when Mr. Panenka came to your course?
Yeah, it is a boost. People come and ask for autograph, and it helps with promoting the sport in Czech Republic. And Antonín Panenka is a very well-known celebrity in the sport, so yeah, it helps.
How did he actually do? What was his score?
Well, he did really good, and he said that he really enjoyed the sport because he has some problems with the knee, so he can't play football anymore, but he didn't have any problems when playing football golf, so that's quite great for him.
Is this a sport which is open basically to anyone?
Actually, it's from kids to seniors. Basically, anyone can play it because it's not really difficult to do. It's like a walk in the nature, actually. For example, on one of our tournaments, the oldest player was aged 87 years.